alongside Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to have Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, join us. And Joe, I want to start with a kind of a joint story for you. It's about media coverage, but it's also about something that The Hill broke earlier this week, and it's this coverage of the FBI investigating all sorts of nefarious backroom deals involving Russia attempting to gain some foothold in the uranium market in the United States that was ultimately approved, despite the fact that there was an FBI investigation into that very subject. Tell us about both that and the coverage by the press this week.
Wait, Vince, what story are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, maybe you didn't read it. Thank God you work at The Hill. At least you got to see it there.
Yeah, I watch the evening news, and I haven't seen it. And I'll check out CNN, and I'll catch it for, 19 seconds. And Nicole Wallace, give her credit, she covered it on MSNBC yesterday. But I really haven't seen anything outside of Fox News as far as true coverage on this story. I mean, it's so remarkable that we could talk about Russia, 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 like Marcia, 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 for 11 months straight, and it dominates our news cycle. And this story, which actually has, compiled by our reporters in Solomon and Span, and then, of course, Sarah Carter over at Circa News, you actually have documents. You have actual testimony. You have real stuff. And not speculation, not hearsay, and I barely see any coverage on it. I mean, the bottom line is it's about the FBI uncovering a Russian bribery plot before Obama administration approved a controversial nuclear deal with Moscow. It's pay to play at its very worst, and I don't know why this isn't being covered and seen as a right-wing story. This is an American story.
I want to check in with you as a student of the media, as something that is actively going on right now, see if you can project what's going to happen next. The president of the United States now is trying to force-feed this to the press. Listen.
Uranium is a big subject. If the mainstream media would cover the uranium scandal and that Russia has 20% of her uranium, for whatever reason, and a lot of people understand what those reasons may be, I think that's your Russia story. That's your real Russia story. Not a story where they talk about collusion, and there was none. It was a hoax.
All right, so will the press pick up the ball now?
No. They won't. I mean, you look at, the Associated Press called it just basically a reprise of a story in 2010. Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC said, oh, this story was debunked a while ago. This is, there's very new evidence in here. And John Solomon broke another story last night that talks about how Bill Clinton asked the State Department for a meeting with Russian officials. He's a former president. He has to get permission. Why? I mean, there are so many questions here to be asked. And again, if the bar is Russia collusion with the Trump campaign, where no evidence has been presented yet, no actual real evidence. And again, we've been doing this for 11 months, and I would think with all the leaks that come out of Washington, we would have heard something big at this point. And the most we've had is Donald Trump Jr. took a meeting with a Russian lawyer. I would think if that's the bar, then this deserves more attention, and it's just not going to get it because it's going to be seen as a right-wing story, again, instead of a story that should concern all of us, considering all the uranium that's involved.
Well, the Washington Post had an interesting spin that it was pretty funny because they accused Sean Hannity, because he was discussing this, of jumping way, with many, many A's, way ahead of the facts, and they accused Breitbart of the same thing.
Yeah. Slow down, everybody.
Yeah, the Media Research Center is the same thing. They said, oh, these people are jumping out way before the facts, but yet the same people have no problem just guessing at certain things and pondering what certain things might mean with no facts.
That's a great point, Mary. And I'll just ask this. If John Solomon's the face of this story in terms of he's been on Hannity and he's been on a couple of other Fox News shows, at least, to talk about it. Why don't I ever see John Solomon on CNN or MSNBC? Why aren't they booking him? If we want answers, then I want to see him with George Stephanopoulos or John Dickerson or Chuck Todd this Sunday. All right? Then you'll get your answers. But you have to ask the questions.
Also,
you have to put the author of the story in front of a camera and ask him questions. Otherwise, you can't just dismiss it without any basis for dismissing it.
Also, the New York Times kind of has no excuse not to go back to this story. They broke it in 2015 in part because they went after the uranium deal with Hillary Clinton, and to their credit. So now they know enough. They've got reporters who understand this story. They should go back to the well.
Well, Vince, so Harvey Weinstein told him that they shouldn't cover this story.
If Victoria Tenzing gets her client, this FBI informant, in front of a committee and gets to tell his story, are they going to then be forced to cover it?
Yes. And at that point, how do you not cover a committee hearing on this? And thankfully, at least, we now see Congress, now at least some members wanting to ask some questions around this. And once that happens, then that's an avalanche that they're going to have to cover. And I can guarantee you that the president, like a dog with a frisbee, isn't going to let this go. He's going to bring it up often and try to shame the media into covering it, but they'll just dismiss it as, well, that's just Trump saying it. We don't listen to what he says anyway.
It's amazing, all the partisanship. I want to ask you about the John Kelly press briefing yesterday.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of the elements of that this morning. One of the elements I was very struck by, though, was that there are very few people who can sort of bring the press to heel in the way that he did yesterday. Those reporters were practically doing obedient, you know, performances for John Kelly by the end of it. What'd you make of that press briefing and the way that reporters enacted both in the press briefing and on Twitter, the worst place?
I think it was one of the most powerful press briefings that you'll ever see, in terms of how he just meticulously broke down how the process worked, how it affected him personally, how Representative Frederica Wilson's comments made him so angry that he actually had to go to Arlington and walk around and collect his thoughts. This was, as Gloria Borger called it on CNN, a true leader that we saw up there. And you couldn't help but just be totally impressed. Then I look at the reaction of, say, Brian Fallon, who is a CNN political analyst, and he called Kelly after that press conference odious, said, "Don't be fooled by the uniform." You know what's odious? Our political analysis these days, where you call a four-star general, not just that, but he's also a gold star father, by the way. And I don't hear anybody up in arms saying, why is a CNN political analyst calling a gold star father odious? That is just deplorable. You want to disagree with John Kelly? Go right ahead. But don't make personal attacks on the guy who was just explaining how he was contacted after his son died.
Joe,
that's a joke.
Joe, the guy you're referring to, Brian Fallon, was Hillary Clinton's spokesman during the campaign, who was angry at Trump for questioning the integrity of the Khan family.
He's a national press secretary. He's a real winner. He worked for the Kerry Edwards campaign, and he worked for Bob Menendez in my state of New Jersey as well. So, yeah, Brian's got a really sterling record to stand behind.
Also a Harry Reid guy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you have Representative Wilson herself, who told a Miami station, she goes, "I have to tell my kids I'm a rock star now because the White House is listening to what I'm saying." You're a rock star? Why? Because you shared the contents of a private conversation between a president and a fallen soldier's family? That makes you a rock star? She's reveling in this. This is one of the most sickening episodes we've seen in our media's history, in terms of putting this woman in front of a camera so she could talk about this stuff and not criticizing her in any capacity because they're scared to. You're a rock star now. What a horrible thing to say. And then she said Kelly's just saying it because he just wants to keep his job. Yeah, he looks like the type of guy that's going to be coward into saying things so we could keep a job that he never wanted in the first place. Give me a break.
Well, her campaign, her people have now gone silent. Not her campaign, but her people have now gone silent and say she will no longer be making any further comments regarding this. So I wonder what happened between the rock star
comment. It didn't stop her. She was just on CNN this morning.
Was she?
No, she's back out. Yeah,
as of last night, when I was 3 o'clock this morning, they were reporting that she was no longer going to say anything.
Joe, I wish we could keep you because there's so much more to talk about, but unfortunately we have to let you go. But I promise you, we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, Vince, just one question before you go. Where's the condemnation from other members of her party and of other people in the media? Where is it? You're not going to see it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are calling for it, though. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
I have to tell my kids that I'm a rock star now.
8:15 now, after that callous piece of